They are requiring that they do something other than blame each other for not doing anything?
This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report on changes in the passing of old and new. KBF, crop, anew, and more. I landed from Baltimore in time to go spend several hours at Whitewater Tavern celebrating the 29th anniversary birthday party for KBF Radio. There was some great music, including our own Backroad star DJ Amy Garland, who opened the affair, as well as Brian Fraser, our assistant manager's own band, ripping it up. It was fun to visit with people who came up to thank us and tell us they'd been listening since 1984. Of course, I knew one woman was a little tipsy when she sat down next to me and asked if I were really 29. Nonetheless, it gets you thinking about how we celebrate transitions in people's institutions. It's not always our best work. I'd been in Baltimore for several days helping moderate the founding first convention of a group of local organizations in around Maryland, Phoenix, Arizona, and Atlanta, Georgia, largely assembled by an energetic young man, Matthew Monk, who was elected as their chief organizer. I welcomed the organization CROP, the Coalition of Rooted Organizing Projects, as a new affiliate of Acorn International. The CROP groups are embryonic and still sorting through issues that they believe demand attention and the ways and means of consolidating a base of supporters and actions that work. So frankly, it's too early to say if they will have a first or second birthday party, much less a 29th. At the same time, they were already solidly multiracial, and their core committed organizers included union members, ministers, professors, and young high school and college students and graduates who knew they needed organizational vehicles that could build change and power. With good farming, something great could grow from this crop of people. I also spent a lot of time talking with an organizer about building community institutions and infrastructure in places like Homestead, Pennsylvania, a hallowed ground in labor history in America. We talked about a branch of Fairgrinds Coffee House there, and why not? We talked about plans for turning vacant properties into community institutions, including one that would memorialize the night the great union organizer, Mother Jones, spent in jail there during the great Homestead Steel Strike in 1892. Repurposing old municipal and school properties as social enterprises that can provide museums, cultural venues, fair trade coffee houses, education facilities, job training, and importantly, decent, affordable housing seems like a great idea, even though it might take years of sweat, blood, and sacrifice to make it happen. But this project of a new community institute also seems like just the kind of thing that Acorn International should be trying to encourage and support. Call us all crazy, but this week we noted 50 years of both changes and work undone. Where 50 years ago, 5% of African Americans were registered to vote in Mississippi, 34% in Louisiana, and 14% in Alabama. Against all odds and continued barriers, now black registration in all three of those states outnumbers all other registration. A lot of seeds and struggle create change as long as we keep marching every day. We need to celebrate the struggle so we all value the prices paid and all the people that made a difference, and that includes a pat on the back for KBF, and helping hands to crop and anew while we keep our eyes on the roads we still have to travel. For questions or comments, contact Wade Rathke, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.